Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. CMB comes your way. Tommy Lugauer for the Hall of Famer, Dolph Kramer. Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. What a disgrace the Mets are. I was so disgusted watching this game last night.
Which part disgusted you the most?
Every bit of it. Every bit of it. And let's be honest, the season really ended on Thursday night / Friday afternoon. That's when the season ended, with that suspended loss to the Cardinals. That really, to me, that will be the line of demarcation for when the official end of another godforsaken Mets season is finally over.
Do you know when the soul of Mickey Callaway ended? Last night.
Maybe.
Because last night was the first time I ever heard Mickey Callaway lose his smile, lose his optimism, his idea that, we're a hit away from turning it around. Last night was the first time Mickey Callaway was a beaten man.
Yeah, because they're done. He knows his team is done. He knows that this team is light years behind the Atlanta Braves. If you watched that game last night, you saw the difference between a World Series contender and absolute garbage. Because the Braves did everything you have to do to win. First of all, just look at the defense in this game. Forget everything else. The Braves made Freddie Freeman scooping balls, double play balls turned beautifully. We could go on and on with the defense the Braves played in this game. And then you watch the Mets. Jeff McNeil falling on his face in the outfield, not catching a ball. Alonso basically booting a double play ball. Wilson Ramos, Wheeler finally gets Freddie Freeman out. How about this? Gets Freddie Freeman out. He's only batting 900 against him. Strikes him out. Oh, no, wait a minute. Ramos doesn't catch the ball. Freeman gets the first. It actually didn't hurt him. But then later on in the game, Ramos doesn't catch a ball that should have been a pass ball, not a wild pitch, to move two runners up. And, of course, it turns into a base hit by Markakis for two runs. So you could just look at the Rosario didn't make a play on a ball he should have got to. That turned out to be a base hit. I mean, we could – it's just look at that aspect of it. It's – oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God.
It was collectively awful. I mean – the defense, like you mentioned, was awful. Zach Wheeler is not the guy from the second half of last year.
No.
Poor Zach Wheeler. Think about the millions and millions of dollars he's losing if he was a free agent at the end of last year as opposed to the end of this year.
Great point.
Their offense leaves a lot to be desired. Why are they not sending Zach Wheeler on that base hit by Pete Alonso in the third inning?
How is that possible?
What are you afraid of? Zach Wheeler's a good athlete.
He's a
good athlete. He should score.
And look, if he gets hurt out of play at the plate, he's not coming back next year anyway.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
I mean, and the excuses. And I love Gary and Ron, but don't be giving this excuse that he got a late start coming off second base. Please, you got to score on that enough already. And this may be nuts, too.
Can I add one thing about that?
No, please go ahead.
The left fielder, Austin Riley, is not even a left fielder.
That's right.
So
that's
you
exactly
have to
right.
challenge him. It's like challenging Jeff McNeil. You challenge the guy who's not used to playing the outfield, but continue. I just wanted to point that out.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I get delirious here. Then Wilson Ramos, okay, and he's a good hitter, Wilson. No doubt. He's a terrible catcher, but he's a good hitter. So they got a runner at first. I think it was still a two-run game, whatever it was. Maybe it was
after Cano hit the home run in the sixth.
So it's 5-3. That's right. Cano, by the way, nice home run with nobody on base.
Yeah.
Anyway, 5-3, two-run game. They got a guy on base. It's a 3-0 count on Ramos, and he swings. I'm like, well, wait a minute. What are you doing here? What do you let the guy, let him get the walk and let's get the run on? I know he can't. I know he's got no speed. I couldn't believe it that he let him hit
that.
Well,
how about,
couldn't believe it.
It's very tough to ever rip Jeff McNeil because the guy's had a really good offensive season. Jeff McNeil had 4 at-bats. Yeah, I think he saw 6 pitches.
Yeah.
And he was swinging at everything.
And he came up in some big spots with guys on, too.
Specifically when A.J. Minter, who was so awful, I think they sent him down at one point.
Right.
Comes in, walks Dom Smith on 4 pitches, and is Jeff McNeil hacking.
Yep.
But that's not their biggest issue.
Of course not.
Their biggest issue last night, even more than the bullpen, was Zach Wheeler.
He was terrible.
Zach Wheeler was awful.
He waited, he 3 pitches to give up the home run to Acuna?
And you know what? I know that Jeff McNeil should make that play. I think it was against Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, he should have caught it.
But Zach Wheeler was giving up laser beams that entire first inning. He was fortunate he only gave up the 2 runs, 1 earned. But Zach Wheeler was awful. He's been awful for a while now. And we all know the deal with the bullpen and the fact that they're stuck with Jay Rizfamilia for 2 more years after this.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a disaster.
No, it's over. Let's all face it.
It's over. The season's over.
Over.
No
and you want to get more depressed.
No doubt about it.
Want me to depress you even more?
Yeah, depress me more.
You see these Atlanta Braves? See these guys, all these good players? See Ronald Acuña Jr.?
Right.
He's 21.
Yeah, no, I know. Soroka's 21.
Mike Soroka, 21.
Right.
Ozzie Albies, 23 or 22. Austin Riley, 21. Even the Met young players that we talk about being young, they're not nearly as young as those guys.
Bro.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. I mean, here we are. I mean, we have not even hit the official day of summer yet, okay? And the Mets season's over.
Third straight year.
There's 90-something games to go. They're done.
Third
They're going to be
year.
Buried by the end of this road trip. They are going to be, without doubt, buried by the end of the road trip.
Well, how do you define buried? They're already there.
But I mean,
more buried?
Really buried.
Okay.
Like 12, 13 games out of first place.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Completely buried.
Because right now I see they're 8.5 games out.
Right.
And 4 games under 500.
Right.
They feel buried right now.
Yeah, no, look, it's over now. But I'm just talking about officially wasted at that point.
And you know what? I know it's not going to make a difference, and we stressed yesterday that it's more than Mickey Callaway. It's the roster. It's ownership. It's the GM. After last night, just get him out of there. Just
save
him.
I agree with you.
And try something.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Bring a real manager in here and give him a chance. You know, don't be giving the guy the lineup card before the game. Yeah, bring a real freaking manager in here, and I'm sure Mickey Callaway's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Well, you know what? He's a nice guy. Save him. Because last night after the game, he was beaten. He looked like
I
a Met game.
No, I know.
And usually that's not the case with Mickey. Beleaguered. That's the word.
He looks beleaguered.
Usually Mickey sells you on garbage.
Series. We're going to get it done against the Braves. Okay.
Fighting, clawing, good stuff, battling, all the phrases, the Mickey Callaway bingo game, the drinking game, if you will. Last night he was done.
Yep.
Last night was a guy who was screaming with his eyes and words, please fire me and save me from this.
Yep.
I can't do this anymore. I can't signal for Drew Gagneau to come into a game and then leave him in there to get his ass kicked.
Yep.
Poor Drew Gagneau. Yep. Poor guy stinks, Joe. It's not his fault he's awful.
Of course. It's a disaster, bro. I mean, what else can I say? And I said this before, and I know you disagree with this, but I'll tell you.
Which part?
Obviously, you got to trade Wheeler. Wheeler's getting traded.
Well, because he's not going to be here
next year. No. You got to trade. But I'll tell you right now, you get on me for this. I would, if I could, Edwin Diaz, as soon as possible, I would trade him. Well, maybe there's still a team out there that thinks he's good. I would.
I'll tell you why you're wrong.
I would trade him in a nanosecond.
I'll tell you why you're wrong for two reasons.
Why?
Not
because
really
Brody, because Brody's got to justify his dumb trade he made?
No. Well, that's the reason on their end. I'm giving you my reason.
Oh, okay.
The Evan reason. I don't care about Brody and how he feels.
No, I understand that.
Number one, he's 24 and he's not this bad. Relievers are up and down. I don't think Edwin Diaz is just damaged goods and he stinks and get rid of him. That's number one. Number two, if you are dreaming, and maybe you're not, maybe you're ready to just knock the whole thing down. If you're dreaming of the Mets being a competitive team next year, they're going to need a bullpen, and Edwin Diaz is going to be a part of that bullpen and gives them the best chance of having a competent bullpen. Now, if you just say they stink, they're not going to be good for the next 3 years, then fine, get rid of everybody. Get rid of them all. Get rid of Conforto.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, then what are you keeping them for? You need a bullpen at some point.
I understand, but what if this guy's not any good?
I'm risking that he is, right? I'm risking that he is. I'm not just trading him tomorrow. I just don't think that's a smart decision.
Is there any way we could, like, eat all the money and get Cano out of here, too?
Well, that's a different story.
Because, I mean, it's a joke. I mean, first of all, Jeff McNeil should be playing second base every day. I mean, he should not be playing left field. I mean, I'm sorry. He should be playing second base every day. I've had enough. I don't care if you had a home run last night and Ron and Gary. Well, he had a couple nice swings. He had a nice double yesterday. Big deal. Give me a break. I can't.
You know where Robbie Cano
should
play? Robbie Cano should play?
Seattle?
Besides somewhere else? Besides fan baseball
where's that?
Eventually, because he is unfortunately going to be here for a long time, eventually he should be transitioned to third base.
Yeah, okay.
That's where he should play.
He should not be playing second anymore.
Todd Frazier, here's the way I look at Todd
Frazier. Well, he's gone after this year anyway.
Well, I would hope, and maybe the hope isn't going to work, that you could at least peddle him away for something before the deadline.
Okay.
Because remember, the Mets gave up something, namely John Gant, who's turned into a good reliever for the Cardinals, for Kelly Johnson.
Right.
So
you might get something for Frazier.
Right.
I could see that.
That's why I'm not DFAing Todd Frazier, because there is that chance you can get something for him. But long term, because I think we're all facing the facts that 2019 is just dead man walking. As much as you hate it, I hate it. The reality is Robbie Cano isn't going anywhere. But you've got to think long-term about this franchise. Robbie Cano's lost range. That's obvious.
No doubt.
And so I think he's actually better suited to make that transition to third base. And like you said, give Jeff McNeil the one position that he can just play for the rest of his career, hopefully.
The guy is not an outfielder. Can he play second base, please?
Well, you know what that also does? It opens up left field for another guy who's not an outfielder, Dom Smith.
But at least I need Dom Smith's bat in the line. You know, seriously? I really need Dom Smith and J.D. Davis in a lineup every day. I mean, I really do, because those are two of their better hitters.
Well, here's what I will tell you about that. You agree with me about the idea with Todd Frazier? You just got to hold out until you trade him?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you could get
something. So stick with it for another month with Todd Frazier.
Yeah, right.
And then he's gone. It's not long term.
Yeah.
The thing about Dom Smith, and this is different than Jeff McNeil, because Jeff McNeil, you're saying, hey, I want him here long term. Robbie Cano's a million years old.
Right.
I want him at second base. You're right. Dom Smith's future is where with this team? It probably is the outfield if he has a future with this team.
Probably.
Unless you're moving Pete Alonso somewhere, which is not happening. So I think it's probably imperative for Dom Smith to play left field every day so he can get better. Like anything in life, he's just got to do it over and over again to get better and better.
Yep.
But what's scaring me is not just how bad this year is, because it sucks. They're terrible. What is their future? Because we're all saying Zach Wheeler's gone. Okay, he's gone. Jason Vargas is a free agent. He's probably gone. Noah Syndergaard is one big fat question mark who, by the way, I am now ready to say, is injury prone. 3 years in a row, Joe.
No, you're right.
He is injury prone.
He has been.
We call James Paxton injury prone. Well, what the heck is Noah Syndergaard? He's injury prone. Steven Matz, I'm going to regret saying this. I have more faith in Steven Matz staying healthy than Noah Syndergaard at this point.
Yeah, which is saying something.
And then Jake is Jake. So what's the future of the rotation?
Bring the kid up. Bring K up.
Anthony K?
Yeah,
they should bring him up.
After they trade Wheeler, bring K up.
Well, bring him up now.
Well, he should be up now. But, I mean, you know, after they trade Wheeler, he's got to be up here.
Because remember, Noah Syndergaard's out of the rotation for a start or
two.
Well, that's maybe
true.
More. We'll see.
What are we seeing?
But
Lugano?
What's depressing?
Flexing.
Chris,
come
Flexin.
On. Seriously?
What's depressing is not only for the third straight year, are you and I in the middle of June talking about the season being over? We're talking about the future in June, and the future doesn't feel that bright.
Nope.
So it's the same story
really
every year. This is the third straight year.
It's unbelievable.
That not only the Mets not going to have success, but they're out of it in June.
It's unbelievable.
It's not even the 4th of July yet.
The one thing you can do for me,
yes,
and you said it, is get Callaway out of here.
Yes.
And bring a real manager in here, and let's see how it goes the rest of the year. I mean it. Not Jim Riggleman, please, God forbid.
Yeah, but you're not getting a real manager unless you guarantee them 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah, okay. So good. So give me Joe Girardi, or give me Buck Showalter, or give me Dusty Baker, and guarantee them 3 or 4 years.
You know what that would do?
And I think the fan base at least would say, okay, well, you know, that's something.
Well, that's the thing. That's what it would do. It would at least, to this fan base, which is disheveled right now, we are a disheveled mess of a franchise.
We're beat to a pulp.
Right? We're just beat up.
Beat to a pulp.
That would be a rare piece of good news. It's not going to solve all their problems. We're not all that naive, but at least in the short term, we would feel somewhat better about ourselves.
Yes.
But it's the same thing. I just feel like we were sitting here a year ago saying the same stuff, and here we are again.
Look, here's the problem.
Done.
And I could say this about pretty much every team. Well, not pretty much. Maybe not the Rangers. They're a second-class organization.
Yeah,
and that's what they
are. Of course they are.
The Mets are a second-class, second-rate organization. That's it.
They're run that way.
Yep.
They perform that way.
No doubt about it.
This is who they are.
Yep. And if they're winning, if they win, great. If they don't win, oh, okay. That's it.
But
I mean, that's the mindset.
It wasn't that long ago when Fred Wilpon said meaningful September baseball.
I've never heard Jeff Wilpon say that. Never heard his son say that.
He doesn't say much, Joe. Well, we never hear from him.
No, right.
The good news, not for me, but the good news is that the Rangers acquired Jacob Trouba. That looks like a good deal.
That was a good move. But I did not include the Rangers with the other three teams.
No, I know.
Have you noticed that? I did not do that.
No, because the Rangers are clearly.
They got an idea.
They're the most well-run organization you root for. And they're run by the same owner who runs the basketball team.
Unbelievable, because he doesn't care about hockey. That's why.
Apparently.
You know, they brought JD in. I thought that was a great move. You know, so they got
an idea. They know what they're doing.
The Rangers got an idea. There's no doubt about it. But outside of that, there's no idea. There's nothing.
Nothing.
And the Mets situation, it's brutal. Is that Jamal Adams on TV?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Brutal. Gets worse by the day. Coming up later, we got a couple of legends coming on the show today. Legend number one, New York Yankee Andy Pettitte.
Wait, you know what? Before you even get to the next legend,
yes,
because I forgot. Because Dover was going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if it's what do they call this Hall of Fame he's going into? Is it the Hebrew Hall of Fame? Something like that. But he's going into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him. We're here today. Of course, Dover's not doing the show because he's a big shot. He's got other things he's got to do. He's running a new computer system or something. So they were here today interviewing him, and he's saying how he's not going to go to the event. Well, what do you mean he's not going to the event?
He's not going to the enshrinement?
What are you talking about?
Wow.
How could you not go? I told him I would even go, and if they let me, I don't know if they let me go or not, I would go there, and I would actually introduce him.
Does he think he's Terrell Owens? He's not going to go to his enshrinement? I mean, come on. It's got to be better than that.
Right? I mean, I even offered. But that's why I forgot to mention that we are live from the Black Bear Studio with delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite.
Yeah, so we have Andy Pettitte coming on at 12:20. And to talk more about this Met mess, the legendary Howie Rose.
The great Howie Rose.
Who calls the game on the radio on 880.
You know Howie's dying right along with
us. Oh, yes, he is.
And he's only got to do this 90 more times.
He's stuck.
At least I can shut the TV off.
Right, that's true. And apparently down in Atlanta, the weather is worse down there than it is up here.
Oh, that's a plus.
I know.
Maybe the Mets won't play tonight.
I know. They're going to rain out.
They'll play two tomorrow and lose a double A.
Exactly. We've seen that before.
Is it an afternoon game tomorrow?
No. That would be the Yankees.
Oh, the Yankees are now. That's right. We're off early.
That's correct.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.